Thank you for calling XPO. My name is Cheryl. How may I help you?
You're welcome. Hi, Cheryl. I've got a customer number. This is Chris, the technician.
Okay, Chris, what's that order number?
06, Frank Edward. Frank Douglas, Douglas 7. I think it's 2255.
All right, so I have 06, F as in Frank, E as in Edward, F as in Frank, D as in Delta, D as in David, the number 7.
Correct.
For Laura Curry, 18001 Mott Avenue, East Point, Michigan.
Correct.
Tell him yes, to gotta add some bacon to my sandwich. I can't eat it without bacon.
You taught me a long time.
How may I help you, Chris, with this order?
She'd like to reschedule it. Because she's at work and her son was supposed to be at the house to let us in.
And he
and
ain't
apparently,
there.
Yeah, he's not there. He had a better plan to go.
Tell her if he between the age of 18 and 25. You can't depend on these kids.
I think that's about where he falls.
Yeah. That ain't gonna happen. They ain't gonna sit around on a Saturday. What's wrong with her? So
right.
She's just gonna take our next available?
Yeah. She said she was gonna call and reschedule. It was, I probably have time when she can be home.
Yeah. I'll take it off your route. Let me just move her. She can call back. We'll put her on for next Saturday. She's going to stay at home. Oh, no, she can't get next Saturday. We ain't there. Well, we at capacity next Saturday. So I'm going to give her our first available. And she can go from there. She don't want that one call back. Yeah, I know she didn't think no teenager, young adult was going to be at home.
Yeah, I'm guessing he was probably, he doesn't live at home, so I'm guessing he's probably early, mid-20s.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently you have kids.
Yes. Nieces and nephews at that age. Try to get them to do something for you. It's not going to happen.
Yep.
So you didn't go to the home, right? You just called her.
Yeah, we were at the house, and I knocked on the door a couple of times, and I called her. Let her. I had called her like 20 minutes before we got there, and she said it was okay. And then when I got there,
nobody there.
I called her again because nobody answered the door, and she was kind of upset that her son wasn't there. And she said, "Let me find out where he is, and I'll call you back." So she called me back. And said that he was like an hour and a half away or something, and there was no way he was going to make it there. So that she said she was just going to reschedule it.
Tell her basically that's what's going to happen. We'll put on for our next available. And if she can't make that date, well, she can reschedule for a different date. Ooh, and the 17 gone just that quick. I went in and put the trip charge in. Okay. All right. So I gave you a trip charge, Chris, and I'm moving her to the 18th.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Anything else I can assist with?
Nope. That was it. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling us here at XPO. And now when I come that way, tell them I want bacon on my sandwich.
All right. I will.
All right. Y'all have a good evening and be safe out there, okay?
Yeah, you too.
Okay, thanks for calling XPO. Bye-bye.
Thank you.